Crystal bread is essentially completely transparent starch toast. It's completely hollow, it's completely see-through, but somehow still tastes like bread. Crystal bread takes a long time to cook, so that's the first thing I need to get onto. I take water, kuzu starch and potato starch and start whisking. This needs to start boiling and come together looking like a pretty gross paste, but greatness will come.
Jamie?
Wait.
I'm so interested.
Yeah, me too.
I need at least 90 minutes for this to dry out in the oven, because the danger with crystal bread is if I don't cook it out properly, the effect won't work and the texture will be gummy.
Jamie?
Chef, sorry.
There you are. How are you, mate?
Very well. I'm making anchovies on toast.
Right.
Yum.
Yeah. You've got a smoked confit tomato, a little anchovy custard. Okay. I'm making crystal bread. So it'll be a crystal clear wafer, shatters like glass, but still has that beautiful taste of bread. So it may be anchovies on toast, but it's definitely MasterChef worthy.
Mate, crystal bread. We've never seen that in the MasterChef kitchen. I think you know your way around crystal bread. What can go wrong?
I mean, to be honest, I've never made it myself. I've eaten it in many restaurants around the world. I guess the only thing that can go wrong with it is that it's not crispy.
Mm.
You've got your work cut out for you.
Thanks, guys. There's no backup. There is no backup for the crystal bread. All of my bread is in one basket, and we're hoping that that is a clear vision of us going into the top four.